Anytime Shenandoah wants to come to town, and anytime Shenandoah wants to jump on the show, they absolutely have an open invite.
Well, we named the hotline after them. I think they could use it a little bit more often.
Editors, no. We named the hotline after whoever is calling on that particular word.
Not everything is meant for sharing.
Oh, but yes, it was a great time with Shenandoah out there. Mark Phillips was out there and all the Hank fans, too. And also, they were in on the show, just under a week ago. They stopped by on holiday, no less. It was our good friends from Ireland. Dublin, Ireland, the other Dublin that's farther away.
There's so many Dublins.
Yeah.
They're always Dublin.
Susie and Scott, who spent all last week and into the weekend just tooling around, going around the stockyards and the best that the Westoplex has to offer.
Yeah, they probably saw everybody. Probably ran into them.
And I don't know if they went back yet or not, but for some reason or another, they decided to start all of their fun right here on the show. And that was a blast having them.
Have you met us?
But
it's super fun.
I've kind of been following on social media and Facebook to their travels. And it's interesting to get Susie's side of everything that's going on. And she's just having a blast and out of her mind, bonkers, and loving Texas up and down and left and right. And then there's Scott, her hubby.
Oh, dear.
Who's a little more centered, maybe, perhaps, on the whole thing. And he posted this, things I learned at Billy Bob's Texas.
Uh-oh.
The world's biggest honky-tonk.
Right.
Because they were there for Shenandoah this past Saturday night. And maybe a couple more times along the way. So things I learned at Billy Bob's Texas, the world's biggest honky-tonk, from our good friend from Ireland, Scott. Number one.
Number one.
Texans bring little salt dispensers to add salt to their beers. This seemed to perplex him a little bit.
Yeah.
When people will salt their beers.
Number two.
When their song is played, Texas women will screech louder than Godzilla on a rampage.
That's what we do, yeah.
Yeah. The scream means it's good. You're fine there, Scott.
Number three.
Nothing to do with the price, but an Irish person will go broke before they ever feel tipsy on Michelob.
Yeah.
Number four.
Mm-hmm. Well, that has jumped up in years, too, on the beer world, hasn't it, rankings?
Number four.
Someone, and I mean someone, has to play Mama Tried. It's like a law here.
Absolutely.
It is, actually. Uh-huh. You know, the Texas Constitution has more amendments than any other constitution out there, and I believe that's one of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, the legislature is wrapping up today.
And then finally,
number five
of the things I learned at Billy Bob's Texas, says our buddy Scott from Dublin, Ireland. Everyone is so polite.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Now, when we had him in, we were talking about the driving is definitely different on this side of the pond than theirs.
Yeah, he was a little perplexed by all of the trucks.
And we brought up the fact that we are perplexed by this European invention that has made its way over here, the roundabout.
Oh, yeah. It's very
so
confusing.
So Scott posted and tagged us this YouTube video. How to use a roundabout.
Plan early as you approach any roundabout. Obey all local signs, road markings, or traffic lights.
It's Irish.
Get into the correct lane early. If you are going left, take the left lane. If you are going right, take the right lane.
Oh, see what he did there?
If you are going straight ahead, take the left lane.
So the problem with this, they drive on the other side of the road over there.
Oh, no!
From the Road Safety Authority, sponsored by the Irish Insurance Federation.
Yeah.
It's Katie and Heather Lee.